I was in a really standard issue, typical, like high school basement band. We were doing real typical basement band stuff. We were doing Zeppelin and The Who and whatever. And the singer for that band, quit. And I don't remember how I got in touch with Mark Levitt. If there was an ad or something. But I just remember Mark, from high school. I think he was a year older than me, and he always had like really long hair and just faded out army jacket. And I always thought the dude was like really rock and roll. And I had heard somewhere that he was a singer, and somehow we connected, and I brought him into that band. So we were doing the songs that the stuff that we were mentioned I had mentioned before, and but Mark wanted to do like Iggy Pop and stuff, and so we were doing like Knocking Him Down in the City or whatever. And the drummer, a guy named Bill White, who went on to play for Halloween, which is like, big metal band in Detroit, didn't like what we were doing. I mean, that's cool. I get it. It's not his thing. So that band kind of fell apart, and we went looking for other musicians. And Mark had said that he encountered an ad in the paper from some drummer that called himself Iggy Moon, and that was Ted Meek. So we rang him up a bit and was working with him. And then I met Tom McHenry at school. It's one of those things like, hey, this guy looks like he might be into what we do. So we got him involved, and then he knew of a bass player that was just like some dude in the neighborhood, and he's just this real kind of average Joe kind of guy. And he worked for a little bit, but he wasn't really a good fit, so we got rid of him. And like Mick had said, when you talk to him, I ran into Mick at Anderson Music in Dearborn. And another case of this dude kind of looks like he might be into what we're doing. So that's kind of my recollection of how everything fell together.